Welcome to Miracle Nutrition with Hardy Y. I think I'm Hardy Y. Join me for what I think is now, won't you? As we take a vacation from our troubles, please come and wander with me. Take a little walk, take a stroll through our imagination so we can have a break from all the pressures in life, all the things tearing at us, all the flames licking at our souls. Come with me for a temporary respite from your troubles. Oh, my friends, go to hell. Go to hell. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean that in a bad way. I meant that. See, that's the new slogan for the tourism agency in the Inferno. They were trying to come up with something to encourage tourism, say come to hell, a hell is for lovers, stuff like that. But I think go to hell has some punch like that. So they settled on that, and I'm working for them now. I am a docent for hell. Say, how'd you get that job? Well, you see, only a poet can guide you through hell. And not that I'm not a poet, but they didn't have anybody else apply. So they say, well, come on, we'll take you now. And you say, well, isn't that dangerous, Hardy? Just go strolling through hell like that. No, not really. It's actually very relaxing. It's like taking one of those walking tours of Wales, except there's the screams of the tortured dead. You say, well, isn't that exactly like Wales? No. Here's the difference. Here's the Welsh language. Sit my, like that. And then here's the... That is the choked cries of the lost souls. Or if you were in, you say, Shammai in the southern part of hell. But yes, it's very, very different. But it's equally as enlightening. And I really want to enlighten you. Why? Why is that, Hardy? Because I tell you what, I was reading the other day about, I like to read about things going wrong in the brain because it helps me understand the mind. And I'm very interested in the mind because I have one. I think I have one. I'm out of it currently, but I usually like to keep one around, you know, just in case. And I was reading about disorientation and orientation. And that's where you know where you are, you don't know where you are, you know who you are, you don't know who you are, like that. And I looked it up, and there was a paragraph on there, and it said, a lot of performance artists like to disorient you. And I thought about that, and I go, boy, I'm just the opposite. I want to meta-orient you. Now, what's that mean? If you're being evaluated for being disoriented by a doctor, they use a system where it's called orientation times one, two, three, like that. So they'll ask you, who are you? Say, Hardy White. Say, where are you? Say, Kentucky. Say, when is it? Say, it's 2015. I had to think there for a minute. Say, what's the date? Say, I'm January 22nd or something like that. It gets harder. So that's like orientation times four. If I just knew who I was and where I was, that's orientation times two. You get it. Now you're a neurosurgeon. It's that easy, really. That's why a lot of it's done through correspondence courses these days. I was like VCR repair or brain. I thought, well, gee, they don't have VCRs anymore, but I'll do the brain repair thing. Now, I do it in a different way, which is incorrectly. But that's all right. I try, and trying's good. You know, the road to hell here is paved with some kind of intentions. I don't know whether they're good or bad. It could be tarmac Adam, too, and not intentions at all. But they smell similar. So let's go on that. I want to tell you about orienting. So I want to bring you to orientation times five. Is there such a thing? There is for time travelers. Orientation times five is knowing where you are in time and space exactly. In the future, in the past. Now, how could I know that, Hardy, without seeing the future? Well, I'm going to help you see the future. You cannot possibly. I think I can. I think I can orient you in time and space. And we'll see. I have to. Now, that's one of the reasons we're going to hell is because I have a friend who lives on either the sixth or the seventh circle. I got to look it up. Maybe I was like, Siri, where's my friend Farinata live? That's seven. Farinata lives in the seventh circle of hell. All right, well, we're going to go down there, and I want you to come with me. I want to be that docent for you. I'm going to gather you up. Say, let's go on a little trip now. Do you need anything if we're going into hell? Well, I would bring some bottled water, actually, because a lot of the rivers there are either made of blood or excrement. And so there's, you know, if you get thirsty, that's going to be tough. So bring a bottle of water and, I don't know, the Cliff Bar if you want. But other than that, I think we'll be fine. We're just going to, and we're going to go on foot. A lot of times say, well, would you take a Segway? And so they don't even allow those in hell. Because people, you think, then you don't want to be laughed at by a wraith, really. That's humiliating. So we're just going to walk it, and I think it'll be nice. We go through this gate. It does say abandon all hope, ye who enter here. But we're going to take our hope with us. We're just going to put it in a flask so they don't see it. Just stick that down. Sometimes a little hope up in me, because really hope doesn't have any substance, so it doesn't hurt. And we'll just take that. Well, oh, I'm so glad you're coming with me. I couldn't be more happy. And I hope we get oriented. And I hope I teach you how to pre-member. And that's how to remember the future. And I see that you are a little bit dubious, and I understand that. Say, who are you, Hardy? I thought you're just some ordinary fella. I am, but you know, out of the ordinary comes more ordinary, usually. But then that's extra, isn't it? So I got some ordinary, and then I have a little more that I don't need. That's extraordinary. And I'm going to keep that with me, just in case I store up things like that. It's like you're waiting for the end of time. I have a can of, everything I say is allegorical. I forgot about that too on this particular thing. This was originally a story written by a man named Dante Alighieri. I say, wow, is that really his name? No, I'm mispronouncing it, but it might as well be. So when I say, oh, get your can of Vienna sausage, that's something wholly different. I don't know exactly what it stands for. I'm going to put together a concordance later, I think, and then sell it for like $1 million. Just one. I can't be bothered to make a lot of copies of that. And who's going to read it? I'm just looking for one giant sucker to make my life all better. I don't want to burden a lot of people. Besides, I might go to one of the lower levels of hell. I don't want to do that. So I'll tell you, along the way, we're going to meet all sorts of people. So come on. We're going to go. We got to cross a river first and everything. It's a river of woe. And why you say that? Because people look at it and go, whoa, I don't know if I want to go across there into hell. Say, so come on. The first step is just limbo. Go limbo. Yeah, I think I did that at my nephew's bar mitzvah. No, that's a little bit. It's sort of similar, but it's a little bit different. What's a gumbe? Go what? Gumbe or gombe. That's the same Bermuda. What are you talking about? It's type of music. You'd know it. It probably was just that kind of limbo. This kind of limbo is the people who were born before Jesus was. Boy, do they lose. For some reason, that's some bad timing. So, I got to put you in hell because you weren't a believer. So, but there was nothing to believe in at the time. And you go, oh, dang, right? Sometimes you get the poor timing. So you can't pick the hour of your birth, can you? So I don't know, man, but just stop complaining and enjoy your limbo, because nothing's really happening there. You just don't have any hope. But I'll tell you what, I smuggled a little in my bottom, so I'm gonna give you some hope. And I got some, like we said, can I have it out of the flask instead? Hey, your choice. But I think on the lower levels of hell, they'll want, listen. So we're in limbo, and there's tons of poets there. I'd say every poet, and really every poet belongs there, don't they, in limbo. That's where their careers are usually. That's not something to really go into, is it, poetry? So I'm going to be a professional poet. Okay. God bless. We're worried about you already. So whatever, poetry is actually harder than people think. See, anybody's just expressing your feelings. No, you actually have to have total and ultimate command of the language. You have to be a master of the language, I think, to be a good poet, to be somebody like, I can't even think of one off the top of my head, somebody whoever wrote those signs for Burma Shave and all, bless his heart, that's one of them, Ovid, maybe, he's there. So limbo's kind of crowded, there's a lot of people sitting around, very bored, it's like at the DMV or something, you take a number, but they never call it. So that's not so bad. That's not really, because we're not really in hell proper. Now, on the way in, you might have seen some animals. They're allegorical animals, including the She-Wolf of Incontinence, which is my high school mascot. So, oh, incontinence, like wetting yourself? No, just not being able to control your physical appetites and all that kind of incontinence. And I suppose wetting yourself, but I don't think they send you to hell for that anymore. They just got diapers. I don't know if they already did, but they were not going to add insult to injury by punishing you for that. Oh, we are all human. The human body eventually breaks down. We're in all sorts of stages of decay, aren't we? And that's why it'd be nice to see people who are actually fully rotten and having their insides eaten out by beasts. Just for contrast, you know, it's like I go to the big city sometimes just to see, what do your Starbucks look like? But it's really all the same. It's just people, and some of them are tarted up, and some of them are run down. But they're all the same. Oh, nobody's getting away with anything. We're all headed to, well, this isn't, I guess some people are going to heaven. Some people go to all sorts of things. I don't know where they're going. I guess, does it depend what they did in life? I guess, according to this allegory, it does. But I really don't know. I don't have any answers. That's why I make them up, because sometimes I'd rather have made up answers than none. I think that's a human nature. So just tell me something. Give me something to believe in. I can't go around disoriented. I know. And you know, even if you were fully oriented, I say, who are you? Say, Hardy White. Say, how do you know that? I don't know. Are you really? Who are you really? Where are you really in the universe? Where are you? You'll find out that you really don't even know, if you think about it, the answers to any of those questions. They're all just relative. They're just asking sort of, you know, relative to where we are now, do you know who you are? Do you know who we call you? And say, man, sometimes I think you know me better than me. You can look at me and you say, that's Hardy. But I look at me and I say, I don't know who I am all the time. But it gets better when we're together. I just find that. If I step out of your own self, boy, there's nothing, there's no hell like the one of your own making. Oh, my goodness, I can make a goodie. But this, I want this one to be more like a vacation, like we're on a cruise, like there's a buffet, but there's just, you know, tortured bodies on it or something, people screaming. Not shrimp cocktail or fruit cup, which is my new passion. I like fruit cup. I've been making my own fruit cup because I found out you can. I thought, oh, is it only fruit cup only comes in cans? No. You can make your own fruit cup by cutting up fruit, putting it in a cup. This is something. So you're a little older now. Figure that out. I know. I found out I make my own waffles too. And you don't. There's nothing. The toaster isn't even involved. Oh, you're talking about the Belgian waffle. I am. Can you believe that we're standing in limbo on the edge of the first circle of hell talking about toaster waffles? I can't either. We should probably be on the third level, gluttony. But we got to get past lust first. Now, why is lust so high up here? Shouldn't it be down further? Oh, I tell you, there's some sympathy for those who can't control the appetites of the body. Oh, we are trapped in that. That's what the She-Wolf of Incontinence is all about. Isn't that your high school mascot? Man, you pay attention. I just said that as an offhand thing. Bless your heart, you're really listening. Oh, yeah, Hardy, we're listening. Sometimes I think your memory is better than mine. You know, say, oh, I remember when you said that. And I say, I don't remember. I guess because I already said it or something. I think sometimes something, once it's out of my brain, what? See, that quickly. Sometimes I have trouble forgetting, and we're haunted by memories, aren't we? Say, oh, Hardy, something traumatic happened to me, and I can't get it out of my mind. I go, well, you know, try to look over there. Look, I try to distract you like that. Say, is that working? I don't know. That's why I just want to be some help to you. I don't know. Sometimes I just feel like I got to dance madly in front of you to cure the human condition, which is sometimes just hopelessness or sadness. But it does, I tell you, we have the cure. Each one of us has the cure for the other. You hold the key to my happiness. I hold the key to your happiness. Oh, let's get together and roller skate. Remember that old song? Say, I got brand new pair roller skates and it's locked in a box. You bought that lock pick set from the gift shop at the Spy Museum in Washington, D.C. Come on over and help me get it open. And we'll each wear one skate and skate on one foot because I got a pair. I'll put the right one on my right foot. You put the left one on your right foot because your feet are backwards. And there we go, off skating together. And we'll hold on to each other for balance. That's my way of doing things. And every time that you join me like this on the radio together, I feel like we're propping each other up. Oh, you're helping me, Hardy. You're helping me. No, you're helping me. No, you're helping me. So, oh, we're helping each other. It's like, it's ever seen one of those pictures of four people kind of laying on each other's laps and they all hold each other up like that, interlocked like human Jenga pieces? Yes, that's us. We can do that for one another. Lives of feathers, stiff as a board. We float. So come on, let's go. We're getting stuck in limbo. That happens to a lot of people. It's just by definition. But I want to take you through lust. There's a lot of people here, lustful characters throughout history. And there are a lot of, it's funny how many of them are from Greek mythology, I find. That's a power, what a powerful time that was. So let's just skip down a level and be careful here, because these, some of it, it's sheer cliffs here. What is the shape of hell? It's shaped like a funnel. Okay, so we're going into a big pit. It's shaped like a funnel. It's larger at the top, smaller at the bottom. All right, just the way, exact the way I'm shaped. And then it has little ledges, and those are the circles. And then we go down from one circle to the next circle. And that's how it goes. That's a little map. Do I need to make you a map? Because I tell you, I don't think your GPS is going to work in hell. Mine didn't. And it gave me some crazy directions. But he says, turn left, turn left, turn left. Which is, I think, how you navigate it down there. But let's get to gluttony. Now, this is gluttony. Now, what are the gluttons doing? Well, they're lying on the ground and there's sewage raining down on them. Oh, my goodness. I know that is just like some places I've been.
Hey, Hardy.
Hey, look, it's my friend Choco the Hog.
Yeah, I don't know how wedded I am to that nickname.
Well, I'm sorry, Choco, but that's sort of what they call you.
Yeah, I know it. Hang on, I'm hungry.
See, that's why, because you're glutton.
I know, I just can't get enough. I always order the super burger, the one you can't even fit in your mouth. I gotta have it.
Your appetites, you gotta control them.
I can't.
Oh, you can. You just have to dial it back a little more. You can't have everything. Just have a little taste of things. You don't have to gobble it all in. You don't have to take it all.
But I feel I will not be satisfied.
Well, listen, how you holding up down here, Choco?
Well, I'm covered with sewage.
Well, that's not too good.
No, it spoils my appetite a bit. I think that's part of the punishment.
Oh, I get that. Well, listen, there's no real news from home.
Am I remembered? Be honest.
Well, there's a lot of things called Choco. Choco, people say, oh, that's Chocolicious.
Really?
Yeah.
Don't tell him that it's not spelled differently.
I heard that.
Okay, sorry.
Well, I'm going to choose to believe it anyway. I mean, man, all I got here is self-delusion. I got no hope.
Oh, yeah, there's no the hope you abandon at the beginning.
Yeah, they make you take it off like your belt in prison.
Do you get it back at the end?
Not clear.
I'm so sorry, Choco. It seems such a harsh punishment for just always ordering the large size of something.
I know. But, what are you going to do?
Well, I guess you're right. It's nice that you've sort of accepted that.
Yeah, do you have anything on you?
No, nothing. I think the person with me might have an oatmeal bar.
No, forget it. I'd rather just lap up the sewage.
Well, that's disgusting, my friend. Hey, I don't mean to blow you off. We're kind of on a schedule. So I just want to move on here. This friend's never been to hell before.
Yeah, it's sort of a first-time thing for everybody.
But we're not staying.
Oh, no way!
Yeah, we're just really on a tour.
Oh, Oh, I thought you were all headed down there to heresy.
I am, but not for me. I'm not dead yet. Neither one of us are really dead yet. So we're just looking around, thinking of, you know, maybe thinking of buying. No, I wouldn't. We're not going to do. I would maybe a timeshare, or so I could see spending a week in hell. But, who wants to live there? Oh, the prices. So we're going to head on now, friends. You come to. We got greed to go. They're pushing each other. Greed. They're pushing on one another like that. Never get anywhere. Oh, that's the way greed goes. You're never going to be satisfied. You who are in pursuit of money. I've been so blessed because I've been in the pursuit of money, but I cannot find any. And therefore, I've been not trapped by it. It's like hunting something that's going to eat you. So, oh, I'm looking for that big bear. Oh, I found it. And it eats you up. Oh, what a booby prize. I don't think I'm going to talk about booby prize, but I'm going to leave it dangling out there. Oh, I can't believe we're together. It helps we're together. I'm not scared. Here we are on the fourth circle of hell, standing here among the greedy and avaricious, watching them push each other like Sisyphus. And we're just, I still feel my heart is light. I think it's because we're together. Sometimes I think that's the secret formula. Oh, you ask, weren't you going to tell me about how to see into the future? No, we're getting there. We're getting there. You're rushing me. This is vacation. Can't we relax for once? Everything doesn't have to be scheduled. My goodness, I feel like I'm on them cruise. You know, have you picked your excursion yet? Have you picked your excursion? No, I'm relaxing on a deck chair like they used to do. I just want to just read and everything. Why is I forced to go out and tour? I don't know. I have to wait till I'm interested in something and get motivated. Other than that, I just like to enjoy myself. I might miss something. Like, look, over there, that fella there, looking miserable. Oh, there's tons of those. Well, we're almost to the River Styx. And I know that name. No, you're going to think of the band. And they, as far as I know, they're on a much lower level. Here, this is a little higher. I think the actual Styx is down there with Violence Against Music. We're up here. We're still kind of north of heresy, which is where we're going. We haven't gotten even to the wrathful and everything like that, who are choking in black mud. These are very creative punishments, aren't they? They are, I know.
Hey, y'all, you mind if I come with you?
Hey, Chaco, what are you doing?
Ah, well, I was going to go visit a friend down 8th level of the sodomites.
What?
Yeah, they got, that's, isn't that crazy?
Well, that's ridiculous. What are they doing that low in hell? Shouldn't even be in hell at all.
I know, it's kind of backward and old time.
Yeah, they got, so what are they doing?
They got all the gays on the burning sands.
Oh, well, that's not right. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, the only burning sands they should be on is Fire Island.
Oh, that's a good one.
I know.
It's a little dated.
I know, but I was working on it for a long, long time.
All right, well, if you don't mind going along with us, because I got lots of friends down there, too. I don't worry. We can break them out, maybe.
Yeah, now some people belong down there. Like, I don't mind, Bernie Madoff frozen in cocytus.
I know. Some people deserve it down there. But others, I can't figure it out why they're here. Like you. You're a mere glutton.
I know.
Well, let's go on. Thank you for coming with us, though, because a lot of this, I don't know where I'm going exactly. Oh, friends, say, if you just joined us, you say, what are y'all doing here in hell, Hardy? Just visiting. In fact, we had to get a little, it's like when you go to an elementary school, you got to go sign in and you got to get a sticker that says just visiting. They don't want anybody there who's not an actual elementary student. They don't want anybody here who's actually not a tortured, screaming soul of the damned. Why? I don't know, because it really is a beautiful place. And I think it'd be, now I don't want to, people say, well, hell, you should be gentrified and everything. I just go, where are the damned going to go then? I like it because there's something about hell is more like mixed housing, right? You got the gluttons right next to the greedy and everything, I think that's beautiful. I don't like it when it's just, oh, it's just the wrathful. There. But this is, you know, they've changed a lot since I've been here last. I think they've cleaned it up. It's not as gritty. And there was no, and there's no artists here anymore. There's the poets coming and going with their tours and everything. But other than that, you ever done one of the self-guided tours? Again, no reception in hell. Let's put our hands together now and clap. Why are you always clapping? Because I tell you, when I start to get down, I'm a little bit scared. Because I tell you, we're getting to the point where we're going to go through another gate. And we're going to go from passive sin. That's where you just didn't mean to do it. To active sin, where you're trying to be bad to other people. So this is going to be the ugly part. The other part is when you accidentally wreck in the world. Oh, I love those are still my people. I do that all the time. This is all the good intention people, not the people who are really out there killing others or cheating others or something like that. Oh, but they're down there too. Oh, my friends, what are you gonna do? Oh, my friends, what are you gonna do when the reaper comes for you? No, I don't want to scare you. Worry about that later. Let's worry about that later. Let's slip in here, have a drink or something. Can I get you something? Do you want a decaf? Because I know it's a little overstimulating to be here. I just want something, if I could get a decaf chai or something like that. I went to a Hindu wedding one time. And a fella come to me, just hand me a cup. And he said, Indian tea, like that. And I said, thank you. I said, oh, it tastes exactly like chai. And he just looked at me, very, very funny. And I realized then, oh, that's exactly what it is, isn't it? Sometimes things have different names, but they're the same thing. So we've got to understand that. We can beg it together. What are you choking on? I think perhaps bile. I don't know. Ooh, Fortuna. Semper Christus, out de Christus, vita detestabilis, nunc obdurat et tunquerat, ludo mantis axiom, legest etem, potest etem, dissolve it, ut glacium. Oh, friends, I'm so happy to be descending into hell with you. There's no one I'd rather go to hell with than you. And now we are about to cross in over the wall of dis. I got you. That's where they get that from. Say, oh, you're dissing me, meaning, oh, you're throwing me over this wall into active sin because I'm about to pummel you to death. You're making me hurt you. No, no such thing. But come on, we're going to go over. This is, oh, there's some horrible things in here. And you go, this is odor. What does that say? Well, you know, there's this place, disgusting river of blood and fire. And you say, oh, that's disgusting. Yeah, but listen, but smell. Actually, it smells good. Kind of smells like steak, doesn't it? That's something, though. That's what the mixed. There's all these kind of mixed feelings here, isn't it? You say, oh, that's nice, but it's disgusting. Same thing with steak or snake. People eat that, too. You go, well, that smells good. What's that? You go, oh, that's the burning flesh of a sentient being. Funny how it's kind of appetizing. But I'll tell you, it's worse than that. And here is really our destination. Because, I mean, we could go lower. And we could go and see all the blasphemers. And we could go and see all the suicides that have been turned into trees and are forever being torn out by harpies who tear open wounds in the tree. And then through that, the hissing moans of those who took their lives. But I don't want to go there. It's kind of a downer. So we're just going to, I thought we'd just hang around heresy. That's a lot, because it's really kind of nice here. People still talk to you. They still want to be remembered. After a certain level, they're like, you didn't see me here. But up to now, and we're really here to see a couple. This is where all the Epicureans are, by the way. So all this is where all your hipsters who own artisanal cheese shops, and this is where all your craft beer makers go. They're really Epicureans. So I don't know why they're here. I guess because they're saying, hey, live life. Maybe there is no soul. Maybe you don't have an afterlife, so enjoy yourself now and everything. Apparently that's a sin. You don't realize this until that. It is really sad that you're being punished for your own shortcomings that there's nothing you can do about. So this is, it's really kind of a horrible place. But again, there's something so compelling for me about it. Just to see the damned and everything. And also, a lot of them are wraiths. They're all wraiths. You can put their, it's fun. You put your hand right through them. It's difficult when you're playing games like that. But say, I'd like to play some patty cake with you, but my hands keep passing right through you. It's very difficult. And so, that's just like ghosts. We call them wraiths here because it's pretentious, but yes, they're just ordinary ghosts. So I just wanted to see my friend Farinata because every time I come here, he says, he's asking me like, "What? How's it going up there?" And then he tells me about the future. And I say, how is it, Farinata, that you can see into the future, but you don't know what's going on now? And he goes, well, I can remember the future. I go, why is that? And he says, because I'm no longer afraid to see it, because I am sitting in a flaming tomb. And you know, once you're sitting in a flaming tomb for all eternity, it's a little hard to be afraid of anything. It's kind of liberating. So I can see things very clearly because my fear doesn't keep me from doing that. Oh, is the future set in stone? Is the past set in stone? It seems to be. When you remember the past, don't you remember things fixed? They're not changing around, are they? Your memories don't change. Well, the future, you say, oh, the future's constantly changing until I get there. Maybe the only thing that seems to be changing is the present. Maybe it's all fixed. And you just can't see that because you're scared. Because if it's all fixed, you might see your own demise, or you might see some pain in your future, and you might not want to see that. So you really can't do this without banishing your fears. How do I banish my fears? I've talked to people who had nothing to lose. They're about to die. And I tell you, they say, oh, well, it doesn't really get any worse than this. I finally feel a little bit liberated, ironically. If I had only been able to banish my fears while I was living, if I could have only lived this life without that dragging me down, I would have been able to see things clearly. Whenever we make choices in the future, we engage in prophecy, don't we? Say, I wonder, should I buy that house or not? And you do a little projecting. You say, well, if I live in that house, it'll go like this. And you start to imagine, don't you? Maybe you're really not imagining. Maybe you're really seeing. And you're attracted to one that's the most real, because it's real, and that's the choice you make, because there is no other choice. You see what I'm saying? No, that's all right. I don't know what I'm saying either. But I tell you what, I believe that this Farinata's right. I believe that we can orient ourselves in space if we would just put our fears aside a little more. What are you afraid of, Hardy? Well, actually, everything. I'm terrified of being sick. I'm terrified of dying. I'm afraid of being alone. I'm afraid of being mocked. You know, that seems like kind of a minor one. I know. And here I am telling you to banish your fears, and I'm full of it. In so many ways, I meant that in every sense of the word. Do you know that flatterers are actually soaking in poo? How about that? Say, oh, blah, 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 poo, you're soaking in it.
And it softens your hands while you dish. So, yeah, see, the flatterers. And every punishment seems to have something to do with what you did. You know, I like that. That's poetic. That's why only poets are allowed down here, because I think everybody else would misunderstand. You've got to see things are often allegorical, you know, and not literal. So perhaps we should turn around. Although that river of blood's got me. Oh, my gosh. I got to have like a fillet or something. You know, there is I didn't point it out, but up by Limbo, there was a pope. And the pope was Celestine. We call him Celestine V. It's Celestine V. What did he do, Hardy? Well, he was sitting around one day, Celestine V, poping it up, and somebody come to him named Benedetto. And Benedetto said, Celestine, aren't you worried about your soul? And Celestine V said, what now, what now? He said, aren't you worried about your soul? He said, why? He says, well, you know, you're out here in the world, in worldly things. How can you not be corrupted by that? And Celestine was like, well, really? He goes, yeah, you know, you might go to hell. So I said, this can't be. It can't be. I got to, you know what? I quit. I quit. I'm not going to be pope anymore. And he quit. Does that sound familiar? Quitter pope. I think he's the first quitter pope. Well, guess who took his place? Old Benedetto became Boniface VIII. I think he's the VIII. I'm not looking any of this up. This is off the top of my head, so it could be all wrong. So I get my history from Hardy. I don't know what to tell you. You might want to cross-reference. But he's an enemy of Dante. So Dante made him look very bad. Now, Boniface, not such a great guy. So he engaged in simony, which is selling religious positions and everything. That's way down there, too. I think that might involve some poo. I don't know. A lot of these punishments are poo or fire. That seems to be the big ones. Drowning, poo, fire, pain, being ripped apart. All the biggies. So what is this? Well, what's Celestine V's sin? What did he do? Well, Dante's mad at him because he was so concerned with his own safety that he quit doing something and somebody else got in and made things worse. See, if we shy away, if we're too afraid or we don't think we can do the job, somebody else is going to do it and really muck it up. So fear is what's getting in all of our ways. We're all so scared. And to Dante, that was a sin as well. Say, don't you get out of the way. Hardy White, if you quit your radio show, which I'm not thinking of doing, please, what if the anti-Hardy comes on? What if somebody comes on spewing hate and bile? What if somebody comes on and tells people to do their worst? That's your fault too, Hardy. Because you were so afraid. You couldn't take a little criticism. You couldn't take a little discomfort. And you opened the door for the worst thing. I'm telling you, as bad as you think you are at something, you might just be holding the worst dogs at bay. How about that? Cerberus is out there. Was want to eat people up. And that's who's next in line. So don't quit. Don't give up. I don't want you to quit or give up. I'm here to be your cheerleader. Let me hear you say, give me an H. H. You think I'm going to spell Hardy, but I'm not that. I'm narcissistic, but not that much. I'm just going to spell hope. So give me an O. O. Give me a P. P. Give me an E. E. All right. Very good. Very good. I want to spell Mao Hope, and that's a real, I don't know why. So here we are, and we have learned a very important secret, haven't we, together, just by hanging around in hell.
And we probably should head back up now. I don't, it'd probably take longer going up because it's a bit of a hike. It's easy walking downhill, isn't it? I got a little bit of the shin splints, though. Maybe we should take a rest and sit here with Farinata in his burning tomb. And don't let the odor get to you. What I do, and I made the mistake of putting one of those strips on my nose that puts my nostrils open, makes me look like I'm very angry. Have you had one of them? I would like to get one for my ears or get some one for my heart. I need one of them breathe strips for my heart so it keeps it open even when I'm shutting it or when even it gets congested. Ah, I want to be able to take your heart and clean it out for you. I want to get in there and see this? That's plaque. You're not cleaning it out enough. I'm shaming you like your dentist. Oh, my dentist's always like, what's this? Oh, I don't know. I'm sorry. I haven't been brushing enough. He's going, also, he says, brush your tongue. You're disgusting. Look at that. That's disgusting. I go, Jesus, I'm sorry, man. He goes, yeah, it's going to give you halitosis. This is why you don't have any friends. I go, you are crossing the line. But it wasn't my dentist. It was the devil. He's just tempting me like that, saying, you're not good enough. Oh, is there a real devil? Yeah, you. Oh, don't be a devil to yourself. Get that devil, your self-devil, out of there. You don't need that. Look, people say talk about self-love a lot. Do you ever talk about self-love, Hardy? That seems too advanced. What I'm trying to do is get people to stop punishing themselves because I'm telling you, life will take care of that. Don't punish yourself. Don't kill yourself because life will do, that's life's job. Life is killing you slowly and agonizingly. Let it get on with it. You are supposed to live defiantly. You're supposed to mock right up to the end. You're supposed to put your finger up to your nose and going, see, I endure. I live in this moment. You can have the past. I'm not there. You can have the future where I'm not there. But I am the master of the present. I'm the master of the moment, and you can't take that from me, devil. Nobody has ever perished in the moment they're in. That happens in the future or the past. But nothing can happen to us right this second. Is that true, Hardy? I really have no clue. I'm telling you all sort of stuff just because out of just love, because I don't want you to hurt. Why? I guess it all really comes back to me. But that's okay, too. Does it matter what your motivations are? Well, the reason I took this job is a docent in hell, and I gotta be honest with you. It's just I wanted a little bit of attention. I wanted people to look to me as if I were a teacher. I think a lot of people do. That's why a lot of older people say, when I retire, I'm gonna go down to the distillery and give a tour and say, bourbon is made from three different grains. Something like that. Corn, 51% corn. I've started memorizing the tour at the distillery because I know that I'm going to go there soon. I'm not a particularly old man, neither am I a young man. But I was at the grocery store the other day, and I sort of just, I get lost in thought all the time. And because I was planning for this show, I was sitting at the grocery store, and I was about to buy some cheese, and I thought, what level of hell... I couldn't remember what I was saying. It was, what level of hell is gluttony or something like that? And I was sitting thinking that, and this young man came up to me and he said, sir, are you having any difficulty? Are you having difficulty finding things? And I said, what now? No, I was just kind of zoning out. I'm sorry. And then I realized that there was a group of seniors shopping there. They live in a group home and they'll have elderly people come there together and shop all at once. I was there one time. One of them got left behind. I had to come back and get her. Oh, it was sad. But they did come back and get her, which was not sad. But then I realized that I had been mistaken for an elderly person who was disoriented. Who are you? Hardy White, orientation times one. Where are you? Kroger, orientation times two. When are you? In the middle of my life. In the middle of my life. In the middle of my 70 that I am supposedly owed. What's the date? I don't remember. Where are you in the universe? Right where I'm supposed to be. Orientation times five. I time travel a lot, so I have to know these things. I've been to the future, I've been to the past, and I prefer right now. I'm telling you what, because they are fixed, and there's nothing fixed about now. Join me for a little joy in between the circles of hell. We're gonna dance some dances, but not the limbo, because that means something different here. Sometimes words have different meanings depending on where you are. Like in Washington, D.C., optics means appearance. But where I live, optics is a branch of physics having to do with light. Isn't that interesting? I've gone back in time and changed some. The BBC show is now called Keeping Up Optics, like that, because I want to make sure it all fits. I don't want any contradictions or confusions. Go out there and change things, make them a little less confusing for people. Say, oh, people like to be disoriented in art. I'm telling you, life itself is disorienting. What you need to do is become meta-oriented, like Hardy isn't yet, but I'm trying. Come with me. We're always vacation. I'm always wandering. I'm always going on walks, long wandering walks like Robert Walzer. I like to say that. Makes my mouth feel good. Sometimes I just say words because they sound interesting to me, like fruit cup or buoy. I mean, that's the long and short of it. Thank you. Good night. No, don't go to sleep yet. I got more to say to you. We got more time together, friends. First of all, we got to get out of hell. You can't just go into it and then not get out of it and everything. Not many people get to visit it, you know. But I think it's important to see what can happen if you do go to the wrong future. There is consequences. Nobody wants to be frozen in a lake. Nobody wants to be upside down in one of Satan's mouths for all eternity. Who's there? Oh, the traitors. The traitors are there. Those that betray the people that love them. That's the worst sin in this hell. That's the worst sin there could be. And I think that betraying yourself is even worse, because as far as you know, that's the most important person there is. And I don't mean in a selfish way. But in this hell, you just get turned into trees if you do that. And that's bad enough. Friend, I want you to make your own tour. I want you to be able to go places like that in your mind to rescue yourselves. I can rescue you. What would I use? A fruit cup or something to rescue you. Throw me a line, Hardy. Whose line is it anyway? That's my line. But you're welcome to grab the end of it, and I'll pull you in, and then we'll do a little bit of improv. I can't do that, man. I wish I could do that. Those improv folks get them on stage. How clever are they? Say, all right, you're at a party, and every other word you say is a fruit cup. Ah, fruit cup, can't fruit cup, do fruit cup. Bah! I just can't think that quickly. The only thing I can do is just kind of be myself. Not all of us have giant buzzing brains. Some of them have little, I have little old model. Like when computers were just, remember when the first Apple computers came out and they just stuck a little tiny box, a little tiny screen. That's what I got. But it's good enough. I can do word processing on it. I might not be able to play a lot of games with it. I might not be able to do non-linear video editing with it. But I can sure as heck write a poem. And the poem goes like this. I was once a fella named Hardy. I didn't have any goals. I didn't have a job. I still don't have a job. But I do have goals. My goal is to lift everything up with you. My goal is joy. My goal is a future together. The one that I... See, here's the problem. I see the future and it's pretty darn great. Now I'm worried that maybe I'm wrong. And I'm trying to adjust things so that we get to that great future. How do I know the future is great? Because I've had a taste of it. You can have a taste of it. You can make an island in time. There are some people who have one day a week. And you can do this too, except that you have to get millions of people in on it with you.
And that is just have some islands in time without all the hustle and bustle and the money and everything of life, where you can really feel what it's like to just be free with other people, to be timeless like that, to make your own sacred, to make your own Sabbath, basically, somewhere, so that you can have an idea of what goodness is. You've got to imagine it first before we can get there. Dante had to dream this hell up before we could take our little tour. It didn't exist. Walt Disney had to dream up his hell before we could go in it and go to the first circle, which is it's a small world, and then down from there until you be trapped by one of the parades. Say, I gotta get out of here, but I can't cross this parade route. I'm trapped by Tom Sawyer's Island. More, I tell you, I've never wanted to leave a place more than when I couldn't. So, oh, how many princesses are there in this parade now? I just want to get past it. Oh, that's a scary feeling, isn't it? Being trapped by a princess parade. And it's happened to all of us. But I'll tell you what, if you know the map of hell, then you can navigate it better, can't you? All this is still allegorical. Some of it, I'm honestly haven't been really thinking about. You try filling an hour, you know? But now the actual story is longer. You got to go out there and read some of these books. Don't let anybody tell you you can't figure things out on your own, too. Well, some of you, but if you're listening to this show and you've gotten this far, you have something that a lot of people don't have, and that's patience. You're willing to take some time. And in this culture and in this time, that is very, very rare. Everything's quick. Quick, 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 quick. Quick car. They call me Quick Car because I eat candy bars quickly. Remember that ad? No, because you've forgotten things. You got to think back. You got all this stuff you have. You haven't gone through it. It's like having an old storage locker, and you open it up. You say, man, look at all these treasures I had in there. And I forgot they were there because I was so busy moving around and changing houses that I forgot about all my wonderful possessions, all my wonderful memories. I was so busy trying to erase all the bad things in my life that I forgot to enumerate all of the good ones. Oh, we do that constantly. Don't feel bad about it. Don't feel bad about it. We all do it. So I'm just here as a reminder every week, like a sort of Sabbath, right in the middle of your week. It's not quite in the middle. I'm sorry, I don't have anything to do with that. They just put me somewhere. But right there, to break things up a little for you and to let you know that you're not waist deep in stinking poo, that you're not drowning in a river of fiery blood that smells like steak like Alexander the Great is. Oh, poor dude. You know, I know, mass murder and everything. Still, you know, I'm still compassionate. When I see somebody, I don't necessarily see their crimes. That's the problem. I guess if somebody walked around and around them was this cloud, and the cloud with these animated figures, and it's all the pain and misery they had caused, if it was always floating around them in some kind of holographic film, and you could see and you go, look at the misery that person has caused, but you can't. They just walk up to you and you say, I just see a human face. I can't see all that. It's almost like it didn't happen. And it's easier to have compassion like that. Oh, thank goodness we cannot see into one another's souls. We might not like what we see, and we might feel it's our job to punish. Who knows? Sometimes it might be. But unfortunately, you can see into your own soul. And that urge to punish yourself is strong. So I say, hey man, I've spent my own life with one motto. Let somebody else do it. Let somebody else punish me. They'll get off on it. I can't do it anymore. I'm just gonna spend this second half of my life. You're optimistic. Well, you know, not doing that. I can't imagine how much I beat up on myself. I can't imagine how much you beat up on yourself. I wonder how necessary it really was. What if it is like that? What if the afterlife is like that?
cartoony literature, and you really do soak in a stink bath. Who wants that? So I'm telling you, let them do that. Don't you be in cahoots. As I was reading this book, I noticed something very interesting. It mentioned two places. It said, oh, it's like Sodom and Cahors. I said, oh, I thought you were going to say Gomorrah. Cahors? Isn't that a city in western France known for its wine? A wine that uses the variety of grape called the Côte, and a wine that we now know, a Côte, you can't be grown very successfully in western France anymore, but it can in Argentina, where it is now known as Malbec. And that's the rest of the story about hell. Boy, I love radio. I love to be able to talk to you like this. This is so much better than movies or TV, isn't it? We can go right into each other's brains. It's so intimate, isn't it? And every second doesn't have to be taken up by something. We can have space. We can have some room to move around. It is just like being on vacation or a cruise or something. You don't have to go play shuffleboard. You can just sit here on the Lido deck with me. I don't know what the Lido deck. I keep saying that because Lido is like fruit cup, is like buoy. I just like saying it. But you can just sit here with me on the deck, sip a cool drink. You can just sit here and sip. I don't drink very much alcohol anymore, but I could go for a Boulevardier. What's a Boulevardier? Oh, it's just a, what's it called? Negroni with the rye. So you take rye whiskey and some Campari and some sweet vermouth, and you mix that up, and ice. Oh, it's pretty, too. It's bright red. And just have one. Awfully strong. Whee! But, hey, we're not driving. We're just sitting on this ship alive, floating along, so there's no reason not to be happy. I'd like to give you permission to be happy, permission to have joy. No pressure. I know there's a sage who says, to not be joyous is a sin. Pressure, come on. Sometimes things are hard. Give me a break. I'm joyous when I can be. But it's not all the time. My word, sometimes I'm not full of joy. But that's when I want you to come over and maybe help me get back there. Let's help one another. Can you imagine what we can do? Everybody's at each other's throats. God bless. I tell you, nothing to fear. Let's stop this. It's just a little bit of trust, a little bit of hope, little bit of hope, little bit of trust, little bit of love, little bit of joy. All going to add up and make us, boy, so happy. We can do it. We can do it. Oh, that's your annual cheer. Are you a cheerleader? I'll dress up. You want me to dress up in a skirt and a sweater with a letter on it? I will. If that's all it takes, I don't mind. I don't mind making myself seem a little foolish, or I don't mind being inconsistent. I don't mind being boring. I don't mind being silly. I don't mind being derivative. I don't mind being unoriginal. I don't mind being tedious. I don't mind any of that if it can help. And why? Why? Because it makes me feel better. It makes you look good. It does. It makes me feel better and look good and feel good. And it'll make you feel good too. You feel bad? Go out, lift somebody else up. I guarantee you will feel better, my friend. I feel your pain. I do, because I have it too, because we're human beings. Some of us have it more. Some of us have it less. But we all got it. So let's all lift each other up. What are you listening to? You are listening to Miracle Nutrition, giving out recipes on WFMU, East Orange, WMFU, Mount Hope, WFMU.org, or 91.9 in Rockland County. My friends, I bless you so much. Thank you so much for lending me your ears. And I know that I've left you here on the seventh circle of hell. Please show yourself out. But make sure you have that little pass. You do have the little card I gave you, because I'm going to linger here. I got to go down a little bit more and help some folks out. But if you just go out the way you came in, go right through the gate, please tell the She-Wolf of Incontinence I said hello, and hopefully I will see you again next week.
I was standing. sure gonna need to loan. Further on down the road.
Further on down the road.
You sure
gonna need to loan. Yes, you have. You're gonna need the Lord.
Captain Man.
You're gonna need him.
You need him.
You're gonna need the Lord.
Man, man.
You're gonna need him.
You have to need him.
You're gonna need the Lord.
Oh, no, no, no.
You're gonna need him.
You need him.
You're gonna need the Lord.
In the courthouse.
You're gonna need him.
You need him.
You're gonna need the Lord.
In the hospital.
You're gonna need him.
You need him.
You're gonna need the Lord.
Lord, I don't know why.